afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Tuesday, November 6th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I'm so excited. Today we get rid of all the bad guys and put in good guys.
Oh, hallelujah. Yay!
So excited.
Well, what I am excited about, we don't have to talk about these elections anymore.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
I got more junk mail this election ever have. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you what, it has just been, you can't turn anywhere, do anything without having a politician thrown in your face. I don't care what side they're on.
Well, you watch the news, local news on here, and it's Morrissey, of course, running for Senate, and so is Manchin trying to save his seat, and others can't. But it's back and forth. Morrissey's commercial, then Manchin. Right after that, Manchin's commercial, then Morrissey's commercial, then somebody else's commercial. The whole time's took up with political commercials.
And you know what? Some of them did just get downright nasty. I have two acquaintances here in this area, and one's for the Republican side for the state senator, and the other one is a Democrat. And they're both lovely people. And the first time their ads came out, because they're competing for the same position, and when the first time their ads came out, they were nice, polite, and then all of a sudden one ran a nasty one, and all of a sudden the other one, and it's like, are these the two people that I know? And it's I guess that's what politics, has come down to. And they really did. And I hate to say it, but neither one really had a great message.
Well, and what gets me is how they spend so much money for something you don't pay half that much.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder what's really behind it.
Well, things are very expensive, and again, they're local. They're the Eastern Shore and so forth, so it's not like it's a nationally, election or so forth. But it's just interesting. And
I know we'll discuss some in a little bit, but I'm anxious to see what happens. But we'll discuss that more after you got to get the medals report and all that. But it's just so much hype, so much. I don't want kind of backbiting, I guess you could say. Gee whiz. And it just seemed like it just got overwhelming this time, more than ever before, as far as I can tell. I've had more people talking to me about this than ever having other election in my lifetime I can remember.
Yes. But let's go ahead and get to the gold prices today. And everything was pretty much frozen today. I mean, they did their little deal early in the morning, then he just sat there all day long. So gold was down $4.90, currently at $12.2670. Silver's down 11 cents today at $14.60. Palladium was up 3 at $872, and palladium was down 18 at $1,119. The USDX today, come on, computer, don't freeze me out, was down 0.06 at 96.28. Crude oil was down 92 at 62.18. And the paper markets today, let me bring up my proper numbers here. The Dow was down triple digits, 173 points. 25,635. The NASDAQ was up 47 points at 7,375. The S&P was up 17 at 2,755. 10-year yield was up 0.01 at 3.21%. And let's see, Japan was up a little over 1%. Everybody else was just kind of on hold. I think all these markets are just waiting to see what happens today. And, all your financial news programs were given scenarios. Well, if this situation happens, then, this is what you're going to see in the market. And if this happens, this is what you're going to see in the market. And if that happens, this is what you're going to see in the market. And it's like, well, why don't we just wait and see what's going to happen to the markets? Because it's all rigged anyway. So I'm anxious too to see some of these, I guess the polls on the Eastern end of the world or this country closes, I believe, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I think all eyes are pretty much focused to see what happens in Virginia. Georgia was another important thing, and there's already reports. I'm seeing some reports of some voter machines having a problem. So we'll, again, accusations of fraud, voter fraud, and no doubt that happens. With that said, I think if I believe what I think is going to be with this election, Butch, that it's going to be, I think it's going to be a runaway for the Republicans. I mean, I really do believe that. I don't think they can rig the machines enough to change that. Maybe some of your little local elections, maybe, or something like that. But I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think you're probably right. I don't know about the runaway part, but I do think the Republicans are going to gain ground, both the House and the Senate, and probably in local races also, maybe for some governorships in the nation. I don't know that. Of course, like I said, it's all speculation now. We won't know until it's over with. And again, you mentioned I do not trust the voting machines.
I don't
trust them. And I just simply don't. But I voted because I feel like I need to. I know a couple of them I want to support that are strong Christians and good men I want to support. But do I think it counts? That's iffy in my mind anyway. So we'll see. Speculation. I don't know, Melody. But I do know that no matter which party will say brings in the most votes and controls the most of the House or the Senate, there's not much going to change. I mean, we've been hearing this now for all of our lives. I mean, I remember under Newt Gingrich back in the 90s, we're going to clean house. We're going to change everything, make it better. And they did. They got all the Republicans in and controlled the House and the Senate.
Yeah, but he got kicked out for ethics violations.
He did. Nothing changed. And when Reagan got in the 80s, oh, we're going to do something different. Then, of course, Bush got in, and beat Gore. My gosh, Melody, we've been played for a sucker for over and over and over again. And I don't know why American people can't get their eyes open. And, of course, Trump's going in and drain the swamp. Now, I have to agree that he's done some things that I like. But as far as drain the swamp, maybe he's done all he can do. I don't know. But I haven't seen much difference in this. Now, we will see. The only thing that makes me lean a little bit towards Trump on the positive side is that so much hated by the media. That, they're attacking him all the time for everything they think of. I mean, if he burps or passes gas, it's something terrible in this world. He said he's the nicest. Next thing I know, they call him a Nazi. He didn't say that. Now, I'm not pro-Trump. I'm saying he said I'm a nicest. I'm a nicest also. I think it's America first. That's what I believe. That's what I'll try to live. But so if there's any plus side to him, it's just that he's so hated by the media, and a lot of, I have to use it, lack of a better term, liberals hate him so bad. So we'll see. I don't know.
One of the best lessons I ever learned from my grandmother, and I'm not, and it's hard for me to do, but it's kind of like what Trump's doing. She says, if somebody doesn't like you, the best thing that you can do is smile. She says they'll just rub them the wrong way, and that's kind of like what Trump is doing. He's just, because he is president, he can do it. He's in control. He can do anything he wants to do, and with the more he smiles, the more he ribs, the more it drives the other side nuts. And it reminds me of my grandmother. Tell me, just smile, it'll drive them crazy, and it does. You don't have to say anything, just smile. And it irritates them because they're not getting to you.
That's very true. It is true. Mm-hmm. And I know that if you're doing something that, and who was, I read somewhere that if you're going to stand for something, you're going to have to stand against something, because everything's not going to agree with what you believe. So if Trump's taking a stand for what he believes in, and I like to think he is, he's going to get a lot of opposition, especially, Melody, if the side that's coming against him has gained a lot of ground over the last 20 years politically, and talking about all matter of movements and that, including the homosexuals and all that, if they're gaining ground, they're not going to back up. There's going to be a lot of problems. And, of course, we see the Antifa, and we see the other groups gathering together, and their violence is part of the game. There's no doubt about that. We will see what happens. I just don't know what to tell you on that. It's all speculation. But I think tomorrow morning, you're going to find that a lot of Republicans kept their seats and gained seats, both House and Senate. I do believe that. We will see. I know here in West Virginia, Manchin was our governor for 8 years. He's been in the Senate now for, I think, 2 terms. And he was, everybody seemed like he was a West Virginia boy, born and reared here. But he become kind of screwed up in his thoughts. He proposed a gun control bill last time he was elected. He did some other things. He supported Planned Parenthood. He's against Amendment 1, which would stop babies being murdered quite so easily in the country. And Morrissey, his opponent, I know personally, he's not trustworthy either. But he has taken a stand for killing, not killing babies and some other issues. So for the first time since I've known Manchin, his future is in question. And tomorrow we'll know what happens. But I do believe there's a good chance of not making it this time. I mean, well, he sided with Hillary and Obama and some different things. He even supported some things that went against coal miners here. And that's a death. That's a death knell in West Virginia. You don't do that.
I understand that. Do you know what's interesting? I was looking for some news, financial news, see more than the elections and so forth. And I came, this is from a CNBC report. And I thought it was an old article because I knew that this had happened once before. And I get this is election and I guess it, but it's interesting, if anything. And the headline reads, Ivanka Trump gets initial approval from China for 16 new trademarks, including for voting machines.
Matt, I didn't see. She has her own voting machine?
Well, let me, you know, it goes on. And she won approval from the Chinese government for these 16 new trademarks, including a wide range of products that include the voting machine. This approval comes from which comes 3 months after she said her personal clothing brand was shutting down. It occurred while President Trump continues a wage war with a trade war with China. Let me see what else it says about this. It really doesn't go into the various products. The trademark approval for Ivanka Trump branded products, which also includes nursing homes, sausage casings, handbags, shoes, wedding dresses,
wow,
and jewelry. They were actually first applied for in 2016. You know, the articles goes on. And I pulled this up right before we came onto the air, so I really didn't have a chance to read it and absorb it. But I did think it was interesting that of these trademarks, supposedly it includes... now, is that fake news? CNBC, they're usually... You know, for the media, I'm not going to say they're perfect, but they're not, you know, they're not CNN. You know, they're not Fox either. So they're right. Kind of in the middle somewhere. So I thought that was kind of interesting.
You have to give her credit for a variety. I mean, she's from clothing to voting machines. That's quite a variety.
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It is. So,
wow.
So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
It is interesting. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, and back to some things in the election too. People might not want to think about this, Melody, but it doesn't change the facts. And this article was found on Drudge. No matter how you vote, the new Congress will not represent you. I know people want to hear that. I know they don't want to hear that, but we have to face the fact that they're going up there and they're going to be lobbied and paid millions. Now, not all of them. Thank God, a few may stand, like Ron Paul and some others have stood. But most of them cave into the money, into the powers that be. So they don't represent us. And by the way, folks, your congressmen and senators are not paid by us. They're paid by the IMF, International Monetary Fund. Check it out and see if I'm telling you the truth or not. So we don't even pay them. They said one of the most fundamental assumptions behind modern democracy is that the elected officials somehow represent the interests of those who elected them. Advocates for the political status quo flog this position repeatedly, claiming that taxation and the regulatory state are all morally legitimate because the voters are represented. even conservatives who often claim to be for small government often oppose radicalism of any kind, such as cessation, on the grounds of political resistance movements such as the American Revolution are unacceptable when there is taxation without representation. The implication being that since the United States holds elections every now and then, no political action outside of voting and maybe a little sign waving is allowed. Now, you have been around not quite as long as I have, but long enough to see some things. Do our reps actually represent us when it comes to taxation and watching over, we'll say, our welfare as a nation? Or are they up there doing going along mostly with the flow, with what everybody else is doing? And if we look at the record over the last 70 years since I've been alive, until right now, most of them grade along with the flow. I haven't seen a lot of people representing me and my convictions and my opinions. Have you?
No, I haven't. They lip it, but they don't.
Do lip it.
Yeah.
They do lip it, and it's just it's a sad state of affairs. We can kid ourselves, and again, some of them I believe have honestly tried to do what's right. And maybe Ron Paul's one of them. Maybe even his son Rand Paul has maybe done some things right. But overall, the majority of them, and Manchin was proof of that. When he was governor, he was somewhat of a decent governor as far as keeping the line on some of these certain issues. He went to D.C., something happened to him. He changed, literally changed. He became more liberal. I like to use the word liberal, but that's what it boils down to. Become more pro-abortion, more anti-gun. What happened? Who got to him? What made the difference between here and there?
Obviously, follow the money.
There you go. Lobbyists and money. That's exactly right. So we can, I don't like to put, throw water in somebody's parade, random place parade, but I voted. Yeah, I did. Especially for some local guys here that I want to stay in or get in. But as far as on a national level, I don't think we're going to see a lot of people being represented about anything. We'll find out very soon. We'll find out very soon. But, it's interesting that gosh, it's probably going to break time already. But in, we'll talk about the break then, that there are a lot of dead people voting, too, by the way, in Los Angeles County. Did you know that?
Yeah, the weekend at Bernie's. Voting day with Bernie.
I mean, really, they are.
Voting day with Bernie.
We'll cover it in a minute, but it's amazing. And West Virginia was known for that for a long time. They had, especially in the southern part of the state, but a lot of dead people voted for a long time. They finally caught on to that. But it's amazing how this, I'll tell you about in a minute, this one guy voted in four or five different races. He'd been dead since 2009.
And with that, we're heading into a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. This week's newsletter was a little shorter than usual, but it's been pretty hectic, so we'll make up for it, I promise. So DGScoins.com.
You know, Melody, I do not get your newsletter.
Well, shame on you.
That's why I shame on you. I thought you were sure to send it to me. I got to sign up for it. I do want it. I really do.
You have to go to the website and sign up for it.
Oh, I've signed up for it. Well, you got my email address. You know where I am. But anyway, but yeah, I definitely want to sign up for it. Let's talk before the break, though. This is. I want to laugh, and it is funny, but it's really sad because it's happening a lot. Deceased voters remain active at Cruz jokes. Everyone knows a dead vote Democrat. That's what Cruz said. Hundreds of now deceased people have been found to be still eligible to vote in L.A. County, with one dead man voting in multiple elections years after he died. An investigation conducted by David Goldstein of CBS Los Angeles discovered that 561 people who are now dead are registered to active voters in L.A. County. A 2016 Goldstein investigation found the names of 906 dead people still registered to vote in L.A. County. After inputting those names into the county's registrar, voters verification website, to see how many are still eligible to vote in Tuesday's election, CBS L.A. discovered that 561 people who are dead but still registered to vote. It wasn't people who just recently passed away. They died at least 5 years ago. Of the dead registered voters, 336 were Democrats, 173 Republicans, and 52 had another party or no party affiliation. Records show that at least 17 of these deceased voters cast a support for the candidate in 2016. One deceased name that showed up in the records, Ralph Howey, was found to have voted in 2010, 2012, and 2014, despite having passed away in 2009 at the age of 104. That's pretty good. Now, he left a lasting legacy, did he not?
He did.
You know, we're looking at this and we're looking at it laughing, but this really happened. I don't know what to say. So how do you know when you walk in there, as I did today, and I took a pen? I don't do the computer ballot. I take a paper ballot and I mark the candidates I want. But I want to go back. They take the ballot and you watch them do it. They slide in the computer and the computer said it's registered. How do I know what the computer registered?
And you get no receipt. You get nothing to show what you did,
what you
voted for. No, there's no paper.
No, you don't.
Paper trail. There should be, even though if they did it by computer, they should be able to keep the paper ballot also. And the two of them should be matched. The paper, you know, if they want to use the computer, you know, as far as the tally, but compare it with the paper, too. Count them both.
You have to wonder. You have to wonder.
You have to wonder. Yep.
You know, I mean, it kind of bothered me that it's that way, but computers can be programmed.
Do you know what's amazing,
though? I mean, that's what
they
do. What's that?
Well, yeah. You know that this happens. You know it happens on a regular basis, because I'll tell you, the biggest sign that we know that it happens is what politician comes out and says anything against it.
Yeah, good point.
Well, who's the last one that said, you know, they'll mention voter fraud? But has anybody ever gave any ideas or suggestions or anything that it should be fixed? Heck no. That's how you know it's real and it's true, because they don't do anything about it.
Well, I don't know why they... I guess we said it's probably for speed and convenience. I guess he wants computers. But I still would love to see the paper ballots hand-counted with witnesses.
Yep. Yep.
That may take longer. You may not know the results until 2 days later instead of the next day. but you still have more oscillations.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, that's just makes too much sense for this country. So, you know, I mean, why should you worry about it? Just go ahead and vote and shut up and do your duty. You know, go out there and do your duty and vote.
And we'll take care of the fixing, yeah.
There you go. Exactly right. But with the economy the way it is, and watching the market, man, the market takes a bottoms out, 3,000, goes back up to over 25 again and up and down. And I wonder, is this election going to have any effect on the market, on the economy at all? Or is this because no matter who gets in, it's going to be the same thing? What's happening here?
I mean, you could argue both points, you know. Usually whenever the Democrats are in, you know, you're going to have a little more pressure on the stock markets. But, you know, hey, 2008, we had a Republican in there. You can say it used to be the same thing, you know. When Democrats in there, gold would outperform the price-wise than when you have a Republican. But, you know, that's been shown differently, too. So, you know, you can argue both sides. And, you know, when you have a rigged market, all these details that you could once compare, just throw them out the window. It's just like charts. You know, people always talk about charts. Hey, charts are great if you have the truth, the real facts. But if you don't, but if the system is rigged and you don't have the truth in order to input for the chart, how can the charts tell you where you're going? So, you know, it's a talking point. It's a discussion. But again, when markets are rigged, you know, personally, to me, it doesn't matter who's in there because we have the problems that are going to exist.
Yes.
And the problems is being we have a fiat currency and we have debt that can't be repaid. They're going to go in there. They're going to mess with entitlements because that's the only thing that they can do. Well, there's other things that they can do, but that's what they're going to do, is mess with your entitlements.
Well, you hear whether Democrats want to slice Social Security, another Republican want to slice Social Security. This, that, has been going on. I've been hearing this now for years, and yeah, we see some things happen. No matter who's in, things happen. Taxes, well, Trump gives tax break. Okay, I haven't seen much difference, but he gives tax break. But we'll see if they want to talk about cutting Social Security, if they want to. I mean, the Social Security is already more or less a farce. I mean, you pay tax on it when you get it. You pay taxes on it when you get after you retire. To you, when you earn it, you pay tax on it. You give it to you after you retire, you pay tax on it. We're double taxed on the same income. It's not right. But Herbert Marcuse one time said, a guy named Marcuse said, free elections, now this is good, free election of masters does not abolish the masters or the slaves. That was a good statement. When we elect somebody, and we find out after about 8 or 10 elections that nothing's changed, we're still more or less minions to them and serfs to them, electing a different master doesn't change the fact that we're still slaves. I know people want to hear that, but it's a fact. Somebody once said that there are none more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free. Melody, we've been waving the flag and hollering freedom for years. We're one of the most enslaved nations in the world. We own nothing. We own nothing. We cannot travel without permission from the state, called driver's license and car insurances. You can't live in your own home that you paid for because if you don't pay the tax, the state owns it. We're the one of the most enslaved people in the world. You can't get on a plane unless you go through a metal detector and show your ID and cross all the T's and dot all the I's. You can't do it, and you know that's true. Is that freedom?
Well, we're also enslaved by the debt that that people personally hold and that the government holds.
That's why we're chattel, that we are own properties that use this for collateral for the debt. And that's a provable fact, folks. I can prove this, that your birth certificate does not go to the courthouse. It goes to the Department of Commerce. And you're auctioned off. And men are worth more than women. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is on the auction, open market. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the way it is. Your birth certificate is a certificate of live birth, and when you die, they give it this certificate because you're no longer used for chattel as collateral for the debt. Now, this is all fact, and we call ourselves free? My goodness. Just because you walk down the street and buy a car, a TV set, doesn't mean you're free. It doesn't mean that at all. All peoples in the world can move around and earn a living somehow and do certain things. The freedom comes whenever you can run your own business without license from the state, without permission to do it. Freedom comes down when you can earn your money and they don't take 25% of it before you ever get it. Now that's true freedom. That's called free enterprise. That's called earning what you want and having a right to prosper or a right to fail. You see, a nation or society that makes it so you can't fail is not a free society. It's called socialism or communism. A free enterprise system means you can make it as big as you want. You can also go bust. Melody, I don't want to start taking over here, but we do not live in a free enterprise system. We do not live in a republic anymore. We live in a democracy, which is mob rule. And that's just the way it is.
Keep going.
Well, you know, I know what to say. I mean, I for one, get aggravated, and I always have when I got my paycheck and saw a third of it going before I ever had it. I always figured if they want the money, let them go out and go with me and earn it like I did. I used to pick moss off of logs and rocks to pay for my three sons' Christian schooling. $5 a bag for a feed sack full of moss. That's what I do, $5 a bag. And I picked that moss. And you know, I was told I should turn that on my income tax. I thought, I'm not going to do that. If they want to raise some money, let's go pick their own moss. I'm not paying them for my sweat anymore than I have to. I was trying to rear three sons in a Christian atmosphere, Melody, and I was not, and I still don't, give a dime more than I have to. And I won't. If I say I'm American, then I'm un-American. I'm a free man. I serve God. Tithes are always number one on me. I see it. Tithes go out every time. They belong to God. But other than that, I don't owe any man anything. Now, that's pretty straightforward. That's the way it is. Now, I'll shut up. You got me started preaching.
No, I mean, everything that you said is absolutely true. And, you know, I want to see hope and, you know, change in this country. But what changes have we really seen, and are we really going to experience? They can't fix anything until they fix our money. And it really is as simple as that. You know, people want to make this all complicated. And yeah, when you get into the legalities of the tariffs and trade and all that, yeah, legalities will, you know, you have to be an attorney five times over to, you know, to figure out what they're talking about. I get that. But you bring it down to the basics and you simplify things and you look at the simple fundamentals. And if you stick to the basics, you have a complete understanding of why the system is meant to fail. That's the system they've used because they know it's going to fail.
And it also enslaves us more every time. With more taxation, the high inflation, it enslaves us more. And without a foundation of a solid financial system, money system, it will never, ever change. Taxation comes because people do not have real funds. Melody, whenever you're paid in cold cash, gold and silver, it's hard to tax that when somebody hands you, hey, here's $50 silver piece, $50 gold piece you're in today. That's your money. But if they give it to you in a way of a digit or a check, they take out their 30% first for the state or the federal government. But back when you were paid cash, you were a free man. Mm-hmm. You earned your money, you paid your bills, and you prospered. And now the masters of our society, the people we work for, and as we'll say, even warlords, you want to use that term, take their cut first. Where's the survival and what's left? But out of what they leave us, we still got to pay tax on our properties, tax on our cars, tax on our clothing to buy. So they tax you again with, but every time you spend another dime, you tax again. So how much of money do you really get to keep?
People have forgotten what it feels like, I think, to truly be paid. I mean, people get their checks automatically deposited. You know, you have half of your bills automatically deducted.
Sure.
Your taxes are deducted, and you end up with an allowance. You have no responsibilities to manage your money because the banks do it for you. Your financial planners take their part. And they quote-unquote supposedly manage it for you as they get wealthy on the fees. Why do you think the stock markets go up and down? Do you realize how much money is made on your trades? They want to trade you. That's why they don't like you to have gold.
There you go.
Because they can't trade you and make fees off of that.
That's exactly right. And I was reading today about a 401k millionaires. That's like saying Bitcoin millionaires. maybe on paper it looks like they're millionaires, and maybe they bought some stuff with it. We'll say assets. But unless there's something, a hard asset backing that value, there's no value there, Milton. It's a piece of paper or a digit. That makes sense?
Open to 70% losses. 50, 60, 70% losses.
So don't tell me I'm a 401k millionaire. I want to see the cold, hard cash. I want to see real money in my hand. I don't want to put it on a piece of paper. Maybe it looks good and I can go out and use it, but it's going to, when it comes to an end, when it goes bust, there's nothing left. It's a puff. It's a bit of smoke and it's gone. That's what paper assets are about.
But I believe, you know, because people don't know how to manage their money anymore. They get a credit card to where they can buy whatever they want when they want it. They don't have to work for it.
True.
They work to pay the bill, but they don't have to work for the asset that they're looking to purchase. It's immediate satisfaction, you know, and it's, you know, and this is all part of the system. This is all part of the control. This is all part of the agenda. This is all part of, so, you know, we can feel good. And, you know, someone, you know, I listened to Rush Limbaugh a little bit today, and he was talking about when he was at President Trump's rally last night in Missouri, upper north, I think it was in somewhere in Missouri, up northern Missouri. And, you know, he says, you know, it's the excitement, it's the people, it's, you know, he says it was absolutely incredible. And I think I was started thinking to myself, this isn't a, and I heard somebody else say they went to one of his rallies, and they said it was really nice to be around people that believed the way you do. And I think that's all part of it. I think it's more of the people than President Trump, if that is making any sense, and people are going to get mad at me and so forth. But it's always been about the people of this country. It's always been about, you know, how we do it, what we do it, and why we do it. And I don't know, those thoughts just came to mind when Rush Limbaugh was talking about all the excitement. And that's because you have a group of people that believe in the same thing, that has the same type of beliefs and
values.
And values.
Yes.
That's what makes it special. That's what makes it special. And it did disturb me. And I'm not here to, you know, I'm just trying to help to understand, because I get a little confused sometimes also. Not confused, but I don't know, it's a bad word. But, you know, where did I see it? It was about... And it could have been fake news because I don't see it anymore on my stream. But it was about dividing this country. And President Trump says, well, this is what needs to be done now. That the country needs to be divided now.
Yeah, he did say that.
And I don't agree with that.
Well, it's break time.
But it is. And we'll talk about that when we get back. Stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. Well, most of the program today has been about the election, and going into the break, we were talking about dividing this country. You commented a little bit on that during break, and I don't know if we're ready to move on. And
well, we can, but you know, it's just our nation is divided tremendously now. And I see him during the break, and I'll say it and we'll move on. But at one time in our nation as a whole, we did all agree there was a God, there was a certain set of moral laws we all had to live by. That's no longer the case in America. And division is getting easier because there's so many different beliefs. A multicultural society does not exist very long. It has to be one set of laws in charge. That's why in communist countries, Melody, and China, places that if you preach Christ and Christianity, you'll be put in jail, maybe killed. You're challenging their state law system. You're saying there's a greater law than them, and God Almighty is ahead of it. So that's why you're hated in certain nations, because you're teaching something contrary to the law system. They don't want competition with their law system. And that's what happened to America. We started letting other beliefs come in here, changing our Christian values. Now we're in a mess. But I guess move on now. But I guess you saw this from Maduro. Scrambles to repatriate Venezuela's gold after Trump crackdown. Did you see that?
I just saw the headline. I didn't have a chance to follow through with it. No, I'll be honest.
Venezuela's seemingly unshakable authoritarian ruler, who has managed to hang on to power for years longer than even the most fervent optimists predicted, when his country collapsed into a hyperinflationary supernova, is starting to sweat. Just 4 days ago, 4 days after Trump signed an executive order last Thursday, enabling new sanctions on Venezuela's gold sector, in a bid to disrupt trade with Turkey, with the U.S. officials believe is undermining efforts to cripple Venezuela's economy and force Maduro and members of his government out of office. Maduro is now seeking to repatriate about $550 million in gold bars from the Bank of England over fears it could be caught up in international sanctions on the country. Well, first off, $550 million is not a lot of money, even for Venezuela now. It's not. But anyway, there are two problems. Maduro is probably too late now that the U.S. has effectively placed a lien on Venezuela's gold, and there's barely any precious metal left. That last point is a very important point, Melody. How much gold is there left in London, where their gold's being held, or even in Fort Knox? How much gold's really there? If somebody wants to get it back, is it there? Do we know that?
Well, you know, that is to be, I believe, one of the biggest scandals that we'll face in the future. And Bob Chapman used to talk a lot about this, where these central banks have leased their gold and they still show it as an asset on their books, and they lease it and so when it all comes together, and you know the systems around the world begin to purge, and that's their goal. I mean, that's their goal after all, is to purge the global system into one. That these places will not have the gold. It might have some, but it's not going to show the amount that they're supposed to have. So you know, because none of these places, it's just you're right. Who gets audited? You look at these ETFs. You know, they were created because Wall Street didn't want to. They couldn't sell gold, so let's create a little bit more paper gold, and we'll say that a portion of your gold ETF will be backed by gold, and they're never audited.
No, they're not.
They're never audited. No, come on, are you kidding me?
The Fed isn't either. The Fed had been audited. I mean, how do you know what you're doing?
No, and that's the one thing I wish, you know, these politicians were up there saying, yay, 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 let's get the Fed audited. You know, the only one who ever says that is usually Rand Paul.
And his dad did before, but it didn't get very far with that, obviously.
It doesn't get very far. So, again, another sign that we're just being fed a bunch of baloney.
Well, we're seeing a lot of tension around the world, of course. I just reading here that Iran, and we put sanctions back on Iran, apparently.
Right.
But Iran has shut off all its oil tanker tracking systems in the sea because they were all of them are tracked by national agencies, I guess you say. I'll just read part of it to you. The U.S. on Monday, November 5th, reimposing disciplinary measures targeting Iran's oil, shipping, insurance, and banking sectors, and what U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the toughest sanctions ever placed against Iran. In response, Tehran has reportedly turned off all oil tanker tracking systems as the sanctions take effect today. Analysts at the TankerTrackers.com, a watchdog that monitors production, refinement, shipping, and trading of the crude oil on a global scale, revealed in late October, all Iranian tanker vessels turned off their transponders to avoid international tracking for the first time since 2016. It's the first time I've seen a blanket blackout. It's very unique, tanker tracker co-founder Samar Mandini told Sputnik News. So Iran is not going to let the world know where they're shipping the oil to. I don't know, Melanie. This is above my pay grade to figure this out. And Senkaku Islands dispute, U.S. and Japan draw plans to defend disputed islands from China. Japan and the United States are drawing up plans to fight China for ownership of remote, cluster of islands in the Pacific. The Senkaku Islands are tiny rocky spurs, part of the scattering of islands between the northern tip of Taiwan and Japanese home islands. They're rapidly turning into a flashpoint for war. Beijing claims the islands as part of an historical inheritance, as it does neighboring Taiwan, despite failing to seize the protectorate during the Chinese Civil War. Taiwan, however, was a Japanese protectorate before World War II. So we're seeing now China and Japan are starting to get upset at each other. It says, but ongoing aggressive incursions by Chinese fishing boats organized as a state militia and a fleshy militarized coast guard has seen tensions in the East China Sea flare. Now Japan and the United States are drawing up battle plans to enable the forces to fight together against any Chinese incursion, and their forces are engaged in their biggest combined war games, practicing to do just that. Now Iran sanctions that, and now China and Japan and U.S. combining, you know, I mean, there's a lot of tension in the world. A lot of unrest in the world. And no matter what you say, someday, sooner or later, it's going to affect the economy worldwide. It has to.
You know, what's interesting is when I talk with James Corbett every other week, you know, I'll ask him what the rest of the world thinks of our politics and our elections and so forth. He says, nobody really cares. It's only us that care about it. You know, he says, because everybody else is focused, you know, not only in their own country, but all these things that we talk about, these wars, the rumors of war, Yemen, what's happening in South Africa, what's happening here, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's happening there. You know, it's you know, there's so much more that's going on. You know, the trade wars, of course, is a big deal that affects everyone and globally and so forth. And so we do get so focused here in this country on one item, one at a time. And you know, now what's going to happen to the people, the caravan, you know, that's coming up through Mexico? We had a caller yesterday, and he says if America is supposed to be a Christian nation, why aren't you embracing, you know, these refugees that are leaving, you know, the hellhole of Guatemala? And Guatemala is, you know,
Whoa, how come Canada's not embracing them? Why don't they just him up there?
That's exactly right. That's exactly,
you know,
right.
And I don't want to get, I mean, that kind of makes me mad. That guy he's a bunch dumber than a rock. I mean, why, if they come across the border illegally, and we got to feed them and clothe them and house them and protect them and take care of them? No. They come across the border illegally, become productive citizens, they're welcome to stay here. But nowhere in the Bible does it say I've taken people illegally into my home. And that's what this is. This man in Canada should say, okay, I'll take 10 of them in my house. I'll feed them, take care of them, bring one up here. Illegal or not, I'll take care of him because he's a good Christian man. What an idiot. I mean, it doesn't work that way. You send in millions of undocumented aliens or illegal aliens, criminals, if you will, and we got to take care of them? I don't think so. I have a hard enough time to take care of my own family. These people aren't thanking me. They're absolutely not thanking. Their emotions are running ahead of their brains. Now, I said that. I'll shut up.
No, and I agree with you, and that's pretty much what I said. That people don't. Why can't they accept legal? What is wrong with that? And that's all that we're asking. We're gonna. You know, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And well, you just said it beautifully. You just said it. Spot on. That is. Well, I just don't understand their thinking, and I always
they're
try
not
to
thinking.
Understand.
That's a problem. They're not
Maybe
thinking.
That's why I can't understand what they're doing.
They're not
why
thinking.
Why they're saying
Melody.
What they're doing. Yeah.
How long? We are broke. This nation is the biggest debtor nation in the world, is it not?
We're bankrupt.
We are. Have been for a long time. How much more can we absorb of useless eaters? And I'm saying that politely, but I'm saying it honestly. If they come across here, don't want to work, they just want to reproduce and get more money coming in and more or less take over the society, how many can we afford? Anybody comes in my home, Melody, if somebody comes to my house, knocks on my door and said, Butch, I'm hungry. I don't care if it's my worst enemy. If he comes in humbly and says, I'm hungry, I will feed that man.
Yep.
But
yep.
You don't barge through my door and demand food. It doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
You follow what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When you barge through the door, you'll meet a 12-gauge shotgun. You knock on the door politely, you'll get a sandwich. Maybe better than that. Maybe a piece of cornbread and brown beans. I don't know. But you come through the door asking, not demanding. That's a big difference. Big difference.
And you want to talk about refugees and this, let's take a look at the Yemen people. Let's take a look at what's happening to them. And no one is talking about it.
I agree.
And I just saw this on the headline. Yeah, we have a few minutes left. This, it reminds me of, remember the pictures of Ethiopia where you would see the children with their skin just hanging on their bones. And there was a child, he was a Yemeni child. This photo shows him, he was a famous photo, dies as Saudi Arabia's war continues, who is Amal Hussein. And this little, you can see his ribs. I mean, and yet, I just don't understand the ladder of importance anymore, you know?
No, I don't.
You know why?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's.
I mean, I'm reading an article here. You talk about a ladder of importance. In California, about ready to pass an animal rights law that chickens cannot be raised in cages. They're going to be free-range chickens. I have no problem. I have no problem. Free. I think all chickens will be free-range. Cage-raised chickens are not as healthy for you, not as healthy themselves. But they're going to pass a law to make farmers who are barely making it now do that. While we murder 3,000 babies a day. Is that not kind of lopsided?
Mm.
I mean, Matthew 23:24 said that they stray and gnats swallow camels. We're trying to save a chicken's life. We're murdering our children. That's a little bit unbalanced. You made the same point with the refugees of Yemen and other places. No one talked about them starving, literally starving to death.
Starving to death.
But we have people come across the border illegally, and we're supposed to embrace them? No, you don't kick them out the door and come through the door. You don't do that. I promise you, Melody, I don't care who it is. If they're hungry, I will feed them if they'll ask. I promise I will. But I will not be invaded. It's a big deal.
You know, earlier in the year, there was a bus attack, a Yemen bus attack, and the administration comes out and says, well, you know, the bombers used the weapons improperly. That excuses the whole situation, and I get it. Yeah. They have a war. Stuff happens. I understand that. But just to disregard that, they used it improperly, it's
sad.
It's sad.
It's beyond sad. And that's why you do what you do, and you try to tell people, prepare for what could happen. People, we're not trying to scare you. Honestly, I'm not trying to scare you. I prepare best I can. Melody Caesar will tell you that I bought what I could when I could. And because of Bob Chapman and others, I'm not well off, but I'm not in debt either. But I prepare for hard times. Hard times are, there's some hard times right now, actually. But it's going to get much worse. Much, much worse. And all I can tell you is, be wise. Call Melody up and talk to her. Prepare for your family. Please do that. That's a Christian thing to do. It's biblical, right to the core. Melody, I don't mean to give you a program. You got about a minute left, thanks. Maybe we'll see something, so I'll shut up.
No, you know, we're just about, we have about another minute and a half of the program, and you should never, ever shut up, Pastor Butch. You're the wise man here, so.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you saying that, but I'm just a hillbilly, and that's all I am, and I know that. But I do try to serve Christ, and I do try to be wise with it, with his counsel. And Melody,
Bob,
there are certain things.
Let me tell you something. Bob Chapman used to tell me that Butch Paul says he's just a hillbilly. He says, but he's a very smart man. He used to tell me that all the time. He's a very smart man, and so he said that to me. He was so fond of you. So,
well, I tell you what, Bob Chapman was a man I certainly miss.
Yes, yes, we all do. We all do. There's barely a day that goes by that one of my customers don't mention Bob. So, and well, I think we're out of time now. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Butch is right. We're not here to scare you. Just want to wake you up.
Amen.
And get prepared, because we do have some frightening times coming. Don't be scared now. Be prepared. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. I'll be back tomorrow with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad. Oh.